Yud Gimel Shvat, Monday the 29th of January, Rabbi David Moshe Blau, Hachana Lekabolas HaTorah.
This parsha is the whole thing of it, the exile and redemption is about the Hachanat Matan Torah. From the beginning of Parsha Shmos, after the creation of the world, that's still the end of Sefer Bereishis, like the Ramban explains, then starts Sefer Shmos, that's the Golus and Geula. Everything, the whole exile, everything what's going through, the first parsha, and then the redemption that's going on with a few parshas, is everything is continuing to Kabbalah Satorah, to come to the time, to the Yom HaMekuveh, the Yom, that's the hope of the whole world, Kabbalah HaTorah, the day from Samchu Shamayim Va'oretz. The happiness of Shamayim Va'oretz, Vayom HaShlishi, Bo Midbar Sinai. When we look into it, and Kabbalah HaTorah is not something that happened once in the past, in the history, but it's something that we're supposed to do every day. V'chol Yom, Yiyu Be'einecho, every day it's supposed to be like new, and every day, every year, with Zmanim HaMesugolim, times that's more capable of Kabbalah HaTorah, like this week and the Shabbos that's coming, because the Kriya Mo'ireres Es HaZman, the learning the Torah, the reading, the learning this week's Parsha, that's the Zman coming, and there was also the Yom Tov from Shavuos. I'll just to remind the interesting vault of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal about the point of Kriya Mo'ireres Es HaZman. It sounds to us like the way the Parshas HaShavua is, there was Inyan, mitzvah to finish the Torah every year. So that's the way that we learn every week a different Parsha. And the end of the year, till Simchas Torah, would you assume, right? Simchas Torah is the day of Siyum HaTorah. The end of the Sabrocha, we start Bereishis again. I heard a word b'shem Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky. He says, if you look into the Gniza Kahirit, what they call, for the Gniza, they found from Kahir, so you see there was two ways of learning the Torah. There was the Minag of Bavel, and the Minag of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, the Minag was that they used to finish the Torah once in 3 years. And Bavel, the Minag was like we do till today, of finishing every year. Now, he says, if you look into it, you see, it's not once in 3 years finishing the Torah. It was three times in 7 years. He says, if you look into it, good, into the, what was over there in Eretz Yisrael, the old minhag in Eretz Yisrael was three times in 7 years. So he said, what's this three times in 7 years? He says, because what used to happen? People used, he says, Parashas HaShavua, basically, is Parashas HaShavua. This week, you learn this parasha. Okay, so it's the whole week, all the Shiurei Torah, and all the Droshas, and everything is around the Parsha. So you have every part of the Torah, you finish in that week, and then you have another week, another part, until the end of the year, you went over Kolat Torah Kula. That's what it's supposed to be. And that's, you know, it's dividing the Torah into so much parts that you could do it. Now, what happened? And Am Yisrael, when they lived in Eretz Yisrael, so they used to work. They used to have a field and grapes, and well, what do you used to have? Now that's Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't have too much time to learn an old parsha upon the week. So what they did, they took the whole entire week, they finished only once in 3 years they used to finish the Torah. Because they used to learn a small part, and that's what they learned that week. What happens is 3 years, and again 3 years, and then came a year of Shemitah. No, Simchas Torah. So it's a very interesting question. What happened that time in Simchas Torah? And Simchas Torah, Pashtus, they didn't do nothing. It was like Shmini Atzeres without Simchas Torah. So we're talking Anin and Eretz Yisrael, yeah? So they now have 2 days. So it was only 1 day, only Shmini Atzeres. Simchas Torah started with the Minhag of Bavel. That they need to finish some one time a year. What happened, the question is also what happened with Menu Ve'itzru. You have the Menu Pischu, like there was the Parshas Tzav. There was a Seder, how it goes, Tich Leshono Vekile Loiseo, Toch Leshono Birchoiseo, that the Kololois from the Chukoisei needs to be before Shmois, before Shavuos, and the Kololois of Kisova needs to be before Rosh Hashanah. That's also a question if in Eretz Yisrael they did a Minhag or not. Okay, there was a few Because we don't know, we didn't give it as a living minhag, that people do it lemaisa. We know from the old Gemara that he found that it was that kind of minhag. So that's why there's a lot of questions about it. But what he says, the idea of Rabbi Yaakov, he says that what happened over there was like this. They used to learn a small part. What happened? Came Shemitah, and then there was time, because there's no work in the field Shemitah. So then they used to finish like Bavel, the 1 year the old Torah. Because Shemitah, they had time to learn. And in Bavel, so over there, there was no fields, and Am Yisrael went out to exile to Golis, and in Golis, you don't have no field, and you don't have working in the field. So then they went back to the minhag, like Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael became the whole world. From learning in 1 year everything. But the idea is from it is that Kriya Mo'ireres is Azman. This is the Parashas HaShavua. This is the Parashas from the week. What to learn this week and to go into it, the old meaning was that this week we're learning this Parashah. And the old Kali Israel is this. And that's the way that in the end of the year that you know the old Torah. This idea that when the Kriya Satorah, the Parashah Shavua from the week, is the Parashah of Matan Torah, so there was a Sgula for Matan Torah, that says a lot of Sforim, most Chassidic Sforim and Muslim Sforim, they all speak about this idea. And so it has to do also with us. Okay, so we come to Kabbalah Satorah. And to come to Kabbalah Satorah, it's like, okay, I'm ready to accept, I'm Nasa Venishma. Yeah, but when it needs to come from a real feeling that I'm ready to accept Torah upon me, and what it should be, that greatness is going to lead me in my life. Yeah, it's something that's not so, it's not so easy, like we all know. Klal Israel for generations is still, yeah, we have this isparus, we're so happy about it, and telling us our sons stories about the Nasa v'Nishma that we said in that day. Yeah, and we got the two crowns, the two ktori for the Nasa v'Nishma. So it's not so easy. So what brought Klal Yisrael and that time to the feeling and to the place, to the spot that it was could come and say, yeah, we are ready and we're going to accept the Torah with everything that was in the Torah, what we understand and what we don't understand, and we're going to be Mekayim the Torah. What made Am Yisrael into Am Mekablei Torah? What brought us to the place to be the Mekablei Torah? To be ready to accept the Torah? And that's very interesting when I look into the Parsha. It sounds an interesting yesod. When Klal Yisrael came to the Midbar before Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe, they left Rafidim, they came to the Midbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael neged Ahor, they be'achdus, they all together, connecting together, Ke'ish Echod, Be'leiv Echod, standing next to the Har, Ke'ish Echod, Be'leiv Echod, all together. And then Umoyshe Olo Elo Elohim. Okay, so you see where the first thing is Achdus. Klalis Torah was not given to Yechidim. Torah was not given to one person or to a different one. Torah was given to the old Klal Israel as connection as one nation. No one can say that Torah belongs to me and not to you, and I have a chusik about Torah you don't have. It's like a Sefer Torah. That no letter in the Sefer Torah could say, I'm important and you're not important. Because a Sefer Torah that has one word missing and one letter missing, the Sefer Torah is possible. And that's the Am Yisrael is like a Sefer Torah, Shishim, Riboy, Oisi, Oisa Torah. And the Klal Yisrael is the Torah, like the Torah needs to have all the letters in Torah, and that's the way that the Sefer Torah has the Kedusha. So the Klal Yisrael needs to have the old Klal Yisrael together, and that's the way that the Torah has the Kedusha. That's the way that Am Yisrael and Torah is connecting together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing is, you have Achdus. Klal Yisrael getting together, they be Achdus. Now, what happens? Moshe Olo Elo Elohim. Moshe goes up to the mountain. Vayikro Elo Vashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Koi Soimar Leveis. Yaakov, this is the word you should say. The Beis Yaakov are easy saying, V'sageid li Bnei Yisrael, and you should also tell Bnei Yisrael the hard telling from giving Bnei Yisrael. What's the difference? Two kinds of things Moshe's Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to say? No. So I'm the Beis Yaakov, V'sageid li Bnei Yisrael, and then is, Atem re'isem you so asher osisi le Mitzrayim, having what I did to Mitzrayim, V'es o eschem al kamfei neshori, I bought you, like I'm the eagle's wings, Va'avi eschem Eloi, and I brought you to me. And then, Ve'ato, if you're going to listen, you'll follow me, I'm Shomer Tishmu Es Brisi, you'll be Sgulo Mikol Ami, you'll be Mamlech Es Koyanim Ve'goi Kodesh, Eile Advorim Ashat Adaber Bnei Yisrael. So it sounds like there's no two Dipurim. It's not one thing to Beis Yaakov and a different thing to Bnei Yisrael. And the same thing was told all Bnei Israel, men and women, only maybe the explanation was different. Then Brisk, they said over, they used to love to say over a vote from the Ger Rebbe, I think it was the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Israel is this word: Atem Reisem, you saw what I did to Mitzrayim, you're going to be on Mamleches Koyanim, a whole kingdom of Koyanim, the Goy Kodosh, a holy Goy, a holy nation. So by the women, it was, wow, it's so nice to be Mamleches Koyanim, Goy Kodosh. But by the men, it was, oy vey, you know, you're going to be Mamleches Koyanim, the Goy Kodosh, it's so hard. That was the difference. The difference wasn't in the words, the difference wasn't accepting the words, how to feel about the words that's coming. That I think it's a Gerevot, and the Briskers love to say it over. But when you look into the Medrash, it's very interesting. Yalkut Shimoni says of it that every word in this Atem Re'isa Masher Osisi is very, very important. Koi Soimar Beloshna Koidesh. You shouldn't translate it, because you know in translation, you don't get out of point like it's supposed to be. In Koi Soimar Beloshna Zeveloi Beloshna Cheres. And this exact words, not to change it. What's so important about this word? And that's the Achonat Matbira. That's what's called the Yom HaMiyuchas, Beis V'Sivan, a few days before Matan Torah, this word. So when you look into it, you see like this. Atem Re'isem, you saw, Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim, what I did to Mitzrayim. The Medrash explains, Kol Ma Asher Osisi, Lo Yosisi, Elo Bishvilchem. I mean, what I did for you. What means everything, what the Akash Bukh did for us? Only the words, Zoyal, and Bereshis, the Samach Amad Beis, the Zohar says that there is two kinds of oishim, punishments that the goyim get, or the chlal people get. There is a time that's called nismal ose osam, you know, that the whole cup is filled up till on top, and then the nation or the people gets the punishment. And there is a time that loy nismal ose osam, it's not yet filled up, and even they get the punishment. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch wants to save the one that's suffering, the one that's under him, he's occupied now, and he needs to go out to his Chayrus, to his freedom he needs to get, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a punishment to the one that's taking him down. Even he doesn't, for punishment he doesn't suppose, he's not supposed yet to get. Because lo nismal os osa, it's not yet filled up. The Zohar comes to explain over there the famous question that Am Yisrael is standing next to Mitzrayim, is by Kriyas Yamsuf, and they sing in Shira. They sing in Shira, Shira Sayan. The Malachim want to sing Shira, and as the famous Gemara in Pesachim Kufta Zayin, what the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells them, Ma'ase Yodai Toivim Beyam, Ve'atem Oimarim Shira? Ma'ase Yodai Toivim Beyam, who's Ma'ase Yodai? The Mitzrim. The Egyptians, the evil Egyptians, is dying now, and the water, Ma'ase Yodai Toivim Beyam, Ve'atem Oimarim Shira? I mean, it's the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shein HaKaddish Baruch Hu Sombeach, Ben'apolosom Shel Reshoim, right? Oidu Lashem, Kile Oilom Chazdoi, says in Divrei Hayomim, by the story of Yehoshaphat, without Kitoiv. Because you can't say, you could not say toiv about dying, even from very evil going. But you can't call it toiv. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'ase Yodai Toivim Bayam. So a minute, we know there was a pasuk, Ba'avoid Reshoim Rina. That when Reshoim die, it's a Rina, it's a time to sing. So that is the question of the Zohar. It's a very famous question. So the Zohar answers the differences, Nismal Ose Osam and Loi Nismal Ose Osam. When the time is loy nismal ose osam, the cup wasn't filled yet till the end. It didn't kind of time that they supposed to get the punishment from themselves, and they got the punishment. That's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very unhappy. Why? There was maybe some chance that if it was another week or another month, they were still could taking themselves back and doing tshuva. And now they got the punishment too early, and they can't do tshuva. Mitzrayim was in a situation that they were still doing tshuva. Mitzrayim for themselves. Not for what they did for the Yidden. Because their own act for Mitzrayim, it wasn't nismal ose osam, says the Zohar. Adayin lo nismal ose osam for Mitzrayim in that time. Because they asked for the chance to do tshuva, they didn't do it. And they were still doing. And like in the way of Anhagas Hashem, the world, he was supposed to wait more time and to give them another chance to do tshuva, and he didn't do it, and he punished them straight. And that's why he says, Ma'ase Yodai Toivim Beyam. Even that maybe if he was waiting for them another few years, they were still doing tshuva, because Lo Nismal Ose Osam, Ve'atem Oimarim Shira. And when it comes a time that Nismal Ose Osam, then we say, Ba'avoid Reshoim Rina. That's the Teretz from the Zohar. So what comes out from the Zohar is that Am Yisrael over here, and Mitzrayim got the punishment before the time. Mitzrayim was not supposed yet to get the punishment, and they got the punishment. Why? Atem re'isa ma she'osisi le'mitzrayim. Kol ma she'osisi le'mitzrayim, everything what I did le'osisi, elo bishvilchem. Don't think, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to punish Mitzrayim, and we got out in that time, you know, we escaped. Without no one should see, something quiet, we did it without no one should see that we got out of there. No, kol ma she'osisi le'mitzrayim, that lo yinisma lo sa'osam, it didn't come at the time that they were supposed to be punished, and lo yosisi, elo bishvilchem, because you could get out, that you should get out of Mitzrayim. The reason that what I did it was for you, and not because Mitzrayim was need to be punished. That's the Yalkut Shimoini. And then the pasuk continues on, Vo'eso eschem al kanfei nesholim. I took you like in the wings of the eagle. So Rashi explains what's the wings of the eagle, that Nesher, Anoisei Gizalov, he takes his children, so all the Oifos take the children and everyone, they take them, they hold them by the legs, Bein Chagleyem, because they're afraid from the Oifos that's over them, the other birds. But the Nesher, Einem Isiorei, Elo Mina Adam, Shema Yizrek Boichet, they're afraid someone is going to shoot him. And Noisei al Knofos, he takes his children, he puts them over his wings, Oimer, and then the saying that that's the Mutav yikones achetz bi velo yikones lebonai. I prefer that the chetz, the hero, should go into me and not gonna get my children. Af ani osisi kein, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I acted with you with Klal Yisrael the same. When happened that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted with Am Yisrael in that way? When Klal Yisrael came till Yamsuf, they were standing by Yamsuf, and then the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, came behind them and started to throw at them stones and rocks and I don't know what more. And Vayisa Anan Malach Elohim Ha'oilech Lifnei Machane Yisrael Vayelech Me'achareyem. The Onan, that was the Onan. It's not like it's Rishonim. But there was Shittas and Rishonim that said that the Onan, and the Pasuk says, Vashem Hoilech Lifneyem Yoimam Be'amud Onan Al Choysam Aderech. Kivyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going before them. Oilech Lifneyem Yoimam. With the Amud Onan. So the Amud Onan is the Choy HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So Rashi says that Vashem Oilech Lifneyem Yoimam is Malach Hod Hashem. Like the Targum, the Malach of Hashem is going. It's not Kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Rabbeinu Bechayai and Mori Shoinim, they come with a different question. The Onan, how was people could sing the Onan? It says, Ki lo yirani Adam v'chai. So how do you understand? What was the Onan? V'Hashem, oylech lifneim yoimom, it's kipshutoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyachoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Until the question is, how was Klal Yisrael could sing the Onan? How you could see it? Because it's lo yirani Adam v'chai. And the answer that they, as I said, something interesting answer, says that you didn't see the Onan. You could see that there was something over you can't see. It was like some kind of a mirror, that when you looked into it, you saw yourself back, and you understood that the wisdom is something that I can't look on. I can't see it. And when you look at something, you can't see that thing, so it comes up back like a mirror. You know, it's like sending back the light. So it looked like a mirror, that's what he says. I don't know, I'm trying to understand that maybe it's like the light coming back without to go into it. So that's why you see yourself like a mirror. And maybe also that's, when you see Hashem, you see yourself much, much, much deeper. But okay, that I don't know what the soidus that means. But that's what he says. The Rabbeinu Bechayai says, Ki lo yirani Adam v'chai. So when you saw the Onan was kivyachoy, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's why you didn't see the Onan. You saw yourself like a mirror, and you saw the wisdom as something that you can't see. So kivyachoy is Hashem oylech lifneim yoimam be'amud Onan. Am Yisrael is standing now next to the Yam. Standing behind them, the Mitzrim, and throwing them the stones and arrows and everything what was going on over there, missiles, at least. And HaKadosh Baruch wants to save Klal Yisrael. There was a million ways he could save Am Yisrael. He could break down the Mitzrim, they could be sick, it could be a thousand things. I don't need to give him ideas. HaKadosh Baruch chose some way that he wants to show us something. That Amud Onan, that Hoylech Lifnei Machane Yisrael, goes back and stands between Machane Yisrael and Machane Mitzrayim, lekabel chitzim ubalisterois, to get the stones and the rocks and the everything what they're throwing on the Yidin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say over here something, because what he's saying, what Rashi says over here, mutav yikones achetz bi velo yikones bevonai. This eagle needs to take his children on the wings because he needs to save them, he wants to save them. Over it's much more than it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could save them in different ways. He chose us this way because He wants to show something. He wants to give us to feel something. He wants to give us this feeling of love. From Atem Tiyuli, Vo'eso Eschem Al Kanfei Neshorim, I love you so much that I'm ready to accept the stones and the rocks and everything, that you shouldn't be wounded, that you shouldn't get it. And Mutav Ikone Sachetz Bevelo Ikone Devonai, I'm not going to choose a different way to save you. I'll save you in this way from showing you how much and how strong is my love to you. And that's the Achonet Matan Torah. Ve'ato Im Shomoya Tishmo Bekoili. Because the feeling of Klal Yisrael, to accept Torah, depends, that's what I think from over in the Pesukim it looks like, it depends on this feeling. When we feel that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and the love to Am Yisrael is a real love, that Mutav Ikone Sachetzbi, and that level of Mutav Ikone Sachetzbi Velo Ikone Bevonai, so we're ready to accept everything. There was a big question that the Tzduki asked Rove, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yiches, and it's this question. The Gemara says over there that Rabbi was sitting and learning, and he was sitting on his finger, and it was running blood. It was running blood from his finger. So there was over there a tzduki, apikoires, and he tells him, Amer Pzize, wild people, the kadmisu pumaychu leudnaychu, you gave your mouth to run before your ears, when we said Nasa Venishma, kadmisu pumaychu leudnaychu, and he says, I see, adain the pzizu saychu, kaimisu, I see you're still going on with that pzizut, with that wildness. You're now sitting and learning, and your finger is running blood, and you don't see, you don't feel anything. So Rava tells him, Rava answers him, Anan de saginen b'shleimuse, we that we go with shleimus, with tmimus, Ksiv Bon says anos, Tumas yeshorim tanchem. The tmimus of the straight people, tanchem, is going to lead them to the right place. The tmimus, the shleimus, that we're not so clever, ekol mi she'enei chorif leramois, koritam. Yeah? Not so sharp, and not so much ramayot and lies. Only we go with the MS, we go with the tmimus. Tumas yeshorim tanchem. Veselef atun vesagisum bekalkalte, you that you're going crooked ways. Ksiv Bechu says on you the pasuk, veselef boidim, the lies of the traitors. Yeshodim, that's going to make them a shodim, that's going to make them a nezek. They're going to lose because of the lies. The pasuk pshat of it is very interesting, because the words we have a biragoyla, that the own biragoyla normally in Shulchan Aruch is right, it's only Marim Mekoymes. He writes from where the Mechaber and the Ramo took the halachas. But there is one place in Chosha Mishpot that he gives himself out when he comes to speak about Gezel Akum. And he says, he writes, he must say, people think that they could do money from Gezel Akum. People think that they could steal the chulu, and that they're going to make money in that way. And he says, I saw in my life a lot of people that became very rich from Gezel Akum. Ve'ovad ha-kesef ahu be'inyon ra. And every time they lose the money in a bad, ugly way. You never don't have anything from lies, from gezel, from crooked ways. Ve'ovad ha-kesef ahu be'inyon ra. You never don't have anything. And that's what he says. That's the Meira Goyla. And that's the pasuk. Tumas yeshorim tanchem. The straight way of the straight people, tanchem is going to lead them to the best place. Veselef boigdim, and the crooked ways and lies of the boigdim of the traitors, yeshorim, that himself is going to make the biggest nezek, and they're going to lose everything. Because there's no making real good things from crooked ways. Koirei dogor, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, koirei dogor velo yalod. Koirei is some bird that's called koirei. I don't know how to call it in English. But his dogor, he's sitting on the eggs, velo yalod, that he didn't give birth. Why? Because he steals, he wants to have a lot of children, yeah? So he steals eggs from the nest of other birds, and he sits on it, and he makes a lot of, yes, one day a lot of children. But what happens the day after it, a few days after it? They all take the feet and escape. The minute they have wings, they escape. All that birds that he collected from someone else's nest. Koirei, the koirei is dogor velo yolod. The same thing says the Navi in Yirmiyah. Oise oishel, someone that makes richness, velo yven mishpot. And it's not alpi aloche. And it's not alpi shulchan aruch. It's not alpi choyshe mishpot. Both of them, also the koirei, that's dogor velo yolod, and also the oise oishel, that's loy b'mishpot, b'chatzi yomov ya'azvenu, and after his days it's going to leave him, the money of the children. Uve'achariso yenezhen, yiyen novel, he's going to be a novel, rachman al-etzlam. It's going to be a novel in the end. And that's pshat. That's pshat in the pasuk. Tumas yeshorim tanchem veselef boigdim yeshorim. But Rove is coming to say, Rove is coming to say another part. He says, you asking a very odd question. How could we say Naaseh v'nishma, and we accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us, and we makdim pinu le'ozneinu. We're giving the mouth to run before there is. Naaseh v'nishma, before we even heard the Torah, and we hear what he said, we're going to accept it. Shema, when he's going to give us something very bad. You know, someone comes to you and says, okay, close your eyes, block your nose, block your ears, now open your mouth big, I'm going to push him something. I don't know what. Yeah, you will do it? You will open your mouth? I don't know, I think that not. Most people wouldn't open their mouth, yeah? So how are you? Because you're probably going to say, okay, you want to put something in the sack? In the sack? And then, no, you don't know what's it. You accept or you don't accept? Normal people, that's what says it's Duki, normal people don't say Naaseh v'nishma. It's dangerous to say Naaseh v'nishma. So what Rav is answering? It's a very good question, yeah? So what Rav is answering him? Rav tells him, Anan desaginem b'shleimuse. Rashi explains, betuchim onu, we are very sure in is a have to us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. When we know Sheloyat Inenu, he's not gonna put on us, Dovo She'inenu Yecholim Lamid Boy. He's not gonna put upon us something that we can't stand in it. So the wisdom of the answer, how could Am Yisrael say these words of Matan Torah, these words of Naaseh v'nishma? To be sure and the have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. To know and to feel that we know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Why? Because let's say if that one that's coming and telling you, okay, open your mouth, is someone that you really love and you know and 100% that he loves you. Okay? You know that he loves you. And he comes and he tells you, okay, close your eyes, block your nose, block your ears, open your mouth. Then I will open my mouth. If it's someone that I'm sure that he loves me, then I will open my mouth. And that's what happened with Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells us, Atem re'isem asher osisi le'mitzrayim. You saw everything I did for you. Vo'eser eschem al kam v'nisharim. My love to you is so strong that I'm saying, Mutav yikones achetz bi ve'lo yikones bevonai. I'm ready to get the rocks and the stones for you. Okay, now you know and you feel that I love you so much. I want to give you something. To be a mamleches kayin v'igol kodosh. Okay, we don't know what that means. But if you're giving it to us, so I'm opening my mouth, I'm ready to accept everything. That's the koyach to be mekabel Torah. The koyach to be mekabel Torah is to strengthen by us and to feel it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. To look into our life and to see how much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Every day we say a bracha v'shayim u'malchus, baruch ato Hashem, elokeinu melech olam pekeach ivri. Because Chazal teach us, look into it, baruch Hashem, you're not blind, you could see. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. With the shame of Malchus, it's not a bracha levatole, yeah? With shame of Malchus every day. When we look into the chasoning that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and you take a few minutes, like Reb Neach Weinberg used to say, he used to say that everyone needs to take for himself like 5 minutes a day, and to write down, all the chesed that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, I have a family, I have everything, what he has, to write it down and to feel it. And then when you feel grateful to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you feel the hakara satoy to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I feel the love that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me, then I'm ready to accept Torah, even that I don't understand everything. And even I it's maybe do this thing that's not so simple. That's the way to come to Kabbalah Torah. To know and to feel that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. There was another old Malach, to be Mechiach, this principle, this Yesod, this Ikaron, from also the Lehefech. All the Tzoras in Am Yisrael came when we started to feel the Sinas Hashem Oysonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates us. From Chet Eitz Adas, Kol umman soy nebnei umnusoy, till the Chorban, the Sinas Chinam, the Maharsha explains that we hated HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Chinam because he loved us and we hated him back because we felt that he's hating us. And that's maybe something you need to find a different place, it's a lot of time. But there was this, you could see in the old history of Klal Yisrael, the great times when Klal Yisrael was when we knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And lehefech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us to feel that feeling from Ahavas Hashem Oksanu and our bones and our old body and everything, and to accept Torah like it's supposed to be.